roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend John Ellefson, St. Cloud Prison Ministry and member Augustana Lutheran Church from Rosemont, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, guide those men and women of all religious faiths who hold office in the government of Minnesota, governor, house, and senate, that they may perform their work in a positive spirit of wisdom, kindness, and justice. Help them know that each one of them is called to serve the people of Minnesota as followers of your divine will. Most merciful God, remember those who suffer want and anxiety from being laid off from their work. Give these people a sense of hope when at times the future for gainful employment seems lost. Gracious God, visit our jails and prisons with your forgiveness and love. Continue to keep all prisoners' families in your loving care. O God, be present with those who are in hospitals and nursing homes in our state. Make those who work in these facilities responsive to your love and care. Finally, we pray for all those serving in the U.S. military. Keep them safe and out of harm's way. Continue to be with their families in this time of separation. Amen.
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Watch your step now. The Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move now to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed in the agenda and in the addendum will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills on the agenda will be given and their first reading and referred as indicated. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are authors' motions and will be adopted all in one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Cohen. Then not here, Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that Senate File 844 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
And this is your bill?
Yes, Madam Chair. This
and you've is my spoken bill. To the chairs?
And yes, I have, Madam Chair.
All those in favor of the Skoy motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that Senate File 1151 be withdrawn from the Committee on Environment and Energy and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. And this, again, is my bill, and I've spoken to the chairs.
All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate resolutions on the agenda will be referred to the Rules Committee. Then we... Reverting back to the sixth order of business, Senate File 448 will be given its second reading. Now we move to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interests. Are there any announcements? Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I just want to highlight a couple of things that are on your desk today. The first one is the program evaluation sheet. If you have a topic you want to make sure the Legislative Audit Commission considers, please get that filled out and turned in. You can give it to me, you can give it to Senator Kiffmeyer, or you can give it to Jim Nobles. And then I also wanted to highlight, you have a letter on your desk from Senator Miller and I inviting you to breakfast next Wednesday as a kickoff of the Purple Caucus, and everyone is welcome to attend. Thank you.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Miller, Tomasoni. Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, the Rules Committee is going to meet immediately following adjournment in room 123.
Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Monday, March 18th, 10 a.m.
All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned.